USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to help make the American dream more obtainable.
Americans have found it's getting harder to reach. That's what creates a sourness in the land. That's the sunny optimism, so crucial to our identity, has receded away from view.
The New York Democrats saying the Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come while also addressing major issues like climate change. Gas prices continue their three-week climb. A AAA survey saying the national average price for regular jumped a cent and a half from Monday to $3.34 a gallon. Texas leads the nation with the least expensive gas. Meanwhile, no shocker, California has the highest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
President Biden is continuing to meet with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill, as moderates have said they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
Striking John Deere workers are getting financial support from a GoFundMe page. Thousands of union members hit the picket lines last week in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The fundraiser has brought in more than $50,000 within 3 days. The NBA season kicks off Tuesday night with the world champion Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
A new report says illegal immigrants are being flown to various locations in the A new report says illegal immigrants are being flown across the United States to various parts of the country in the dead of night.
As police officers are being fired for not having the COVID-19 vaccine, teachers are being fired, and countless Americans are losing their jobs because of President Biden's vaccine mandate. Now the Biden administration is trying to hide the fact that immigrants are being allowed into the country without the vaccine. An estimated 1.5 million unvaccinated people are now in American communities as the Biden administration is dispersing these people in the middle of the night. New York Post journalist Miranda Devine on Fox News says they followed a tip.
100 migrants get off the plane. We're told by the government they were all unaccompanied children, but several of them did look to us to be males in their 20s, late teens, and then they were put onto buses, charter buses. They had a police escort out of the airport, and then they were dispersed around various places in New York, Long Island, also New Jersey.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is settling a discrimination claim against Facebook. The DOJ saying the social media giant will pay more than $14 million following accusations that it didn't properly advertise more than 2,500 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.